mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Chronicling the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is Monday, already the 18th day of October 2004. And we're going to take a ton of phone calls today. Any issue you want to discuss, any news item you want to cover, any comment, any question, you disagree with me, you agree with me, it's wide open. I do have a few issues I'd like to discuss and like to get your comments on as well. 1-800-259-9231. No guests today because I want to have plenty of time to talk to everybody out there, but I will limit your calls to about a minute and a half apiece, and I've been getting better and better at that, so everybody gets a chance to be involved on the broadcast. 1-800-259-9231. Crude oil explodes and surges past $55 per barrel. Also, U.S. News and World Report coming out and saying that John Ashcroft probably won't be in the next administration. Some other interesting tidbits. Organ trafficking in Baghdad. U.S. $30,000 for a kidney. That's the Asia News Channel. They've got a great domestic product now, just like China. FBI chief warns of possible terror attacks before U.S. elections. Meanwhile, Time Magazine says that there's really no problem. The terror fears are lessening. And court terror fears can't curb liberty. Some good news out of the Associated Press in Atlanta, Georgia. Fear of a terrorist attack is not sufficient reason for authorities to search people at a protest. A federal appeals court has ruled, saying September 11th cannot be the day liberty perished. So that's good news. There have been some good rulings lately. Continuing, a very scary article out of the Times of London, Sunday Times. We're going to cover this. This is their headline, by the way. Scientists find way to make us slaves. That's what most of the research seems to be on in government-funded operations. U.S. confirms U.K. flu inoculations unusable. BBC, more news on that. Also, controversy erupts as voting begins in Florida. DNC carry ballot collection called unlawful. And more on the senator out of Minnesota evacuating last week. Again, I mentioned this, Time Magazine. Why didn't 99 other senators close up shop too? Minnesota Senator Mark Dayton shuts down his office after CIA briefing. I got some new developments there. Bush's brother rules out bid for the presidency in 08. Old Jebby boy. More on that mutiny that happened over the weekend. All of us refused to go. The military began punishing some 19 Army reservists who balked at what they called a suicide mission and a death sentence in Iraq last week. National Guard members, of course, people will call them cowards, but why don't our politicians go over there and fight? No, instead they're turning their own buildings into armored fortresses, afraid of us, the citizens, refusing to let us have access to them as if we're all killers. But, oh, let's send the National Guard in on suicide missions and old trucks breaking down. Indy media seizure signals clampdown on dissent. We'll get into that. Dick Morris says the president needs a terror attack to win re-election. This from the embattled O'Reilly factor. And continuing, an open letter to Mr. Zelikow of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission. Two of his bizarre quotes where he talked about the conspiracy theories of 9/11 spreading through the country like a disease, endangering the whole body. We're a disease now. Because we don't believe you're whitewash and can dismantle it. And Steve McQueen's going to come back to TV. He's produced some new commercials. Doesn't matter that he's dead. Most people who watch it in screenings think he's alive again and believe the fake video. It's like the Fat Bin Laden video. This and a lot more. It's a big broadcast lined up for you today. And, of course, your phone calls. I'm going to go to them in this next segment. 1-800-259-9231. Whatever is on your mind. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side, don't forget the websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com, and the redesigned Infowars.net.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second segment, 8 minutes and 25 seconds into this first hour. It is Monday. We're live. We're going to take a lot of your phone calls today on any news item you wish to discuss. Any questions or comments you have at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I've been studying peak oil for a couple of years, and I want to do a couple of shows on it, a couple of interviews on it from people that believe in peak oil and those that don't. And again, what is peak oil? There is a claim that we have already hit the peak level production of oil out of the ground that is needed, naturally occurring oil, and that now the prices are only going to go up and up because there is basically no more oil at the levels that we need it. And of course, the hard case your computer comes in, the glass you're drinking out of, most of your automobile is built out of it, trash bags, your clothes. A lot of stuff is made, well, in fact, I'd say half the products out there or more, out of plastics. And that is made out of petrochemicals. That is extracted and produced out of the molecular chains in oil that comes out of the ground. There's also debates of where does oil come from. We know some oil and coal, in fact, coal has been proven, comes from dead decaying animals and plants. You know, they find the coal with the imprint of ferns and trees in it, you know, right here in Texas. But there's a lot of evidence pointing towards oil also being produced as part of a process with the interaction between the crust, the hard layer on the Earth, and the molten magma beneath it in the mantle. Again, there's a bunch of scientists on both sides of it. All I know is this. About a decade ago, and I learned of about 8 years ago, the United Nations started claiming that there wasn't enough fresh water on the face of the Earth and the prices would have to explode. And, of course, they were putting out this propaganda because the big global corporations are buying up all the water supplies and want to create artificial scarcity so they can gouge you for it, not just for money. They print the money, but also for a tool of social control or neo-feudalism or serfdom. And they've artificially made diamonds scarce. They've done the opposite with gold. They've artificially made it at least economically look somewhat more plentiful than it is. So there's a lot of manipulation that goes on in these controlled markets. And I see a lot of the telltale markers of that with oil. Plus, a lot of my family on both sides have worked in the oil industry at the level of exploration and refining, purification. And they have found giant light crude deposits all over Africa, all over Latin America, Central and South America, all over Alaska, all over Canada. There is oil near the surface all over the ocean. There is non-sweet oil or heavy crude all over the place as well. There is natural gas just shooting out of the ground all over the place. There are new systems to take our garbage. You know, if we just started recycling our disposable garbage that breaks down, not just the plastics and glass, and that was shipped, they can make high-quality fuel cheaply that burns even cleaner out of that. So we hear this line that we've exhausted our resources, and it's all over, and we've hit the peak of oil. Meanwhile, they found giant fields in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, Belarus. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But they're telling us there's no oil. There's capped oil wells all over Texas, Oklahoma, Illinois, Nebraska. And yeah, the oil doesn't shoot out of it like a geyser, but it pours out of it, and it's of different qualities. And they just quit building plants to refine it. And we've had such a consolidation in the oil industry that they're gouging the daylights out of us, and they're all recording record profits. I mean, if it was so scarce and such a problem, they wouldn't be recording such record profits. And again, I'm not against record profits if it was free market. This is an oligopoly or a group of cartels merging prices and colluding together, giving you the same thing as a monopoly economically. And so that's all that's happening here, in my opinion, and what a lot of top scientists and researchers say. Will we run out of oil? Most of the numbers show that we'll hit a real peak in oil around 100 years from now from the current oil supplies that they found. Some of it hard to get to? Yes. But can we get it? Yes. Is it all over and now, you know, horrible things have to happen to us? No. And a lot of the so-called, progressive liberals and a lot of the conservatives and people that have picked up on this peak oil fable are now saying, why, the elite are right. We've got to have a population reduction of 80%+. You know, what are we going to do? Maybe the elite's right about this. They're just doing all this to save us. Why, they have to. What they do is, see, global government is about centralization. It's not about free market. It's about going after their competition. It's like Pac-Man, where the Pac-Man just gets fatter and bigger and gobbles up everything. It's larger and larger, more and more centralized. The capacity for abuse, greater and greater. And so out of this, we get this whole Malthusian, social, Darwinistic excuse or pretext for this. And, you know, the pretext over the last 50 years has been the people bomb. Why, if we got 5 billion people on Earth, the Earth will die overnight. Well, now it's 6.5 billion, and that hasn't happened. And it isn't the people killing the Earth. It's causing problems. It's dirty industries. It's genetic engineering, the patenting of life. You know, all of this are much bigger threats to the environment, not just raw population numbers. And by the way, a large erupting volcano, spews more pollution than all of modern industry does into the air. That's the government's own numbers. They admit that. So again, the earth has a great power to clean itself and sponge itself of naturally occurring hydrocarbons and other things that are spewed. What it cannot handle is Monsanto going out and patenting almost every grass and every grain and every type of popular, you know, tree for planting, or tree that produces a certain type of oil, or something that's needed by a certain religious group, anything that has value. They're out patenting it and then open air planting their patented plants, who then can't reproduce and then breed with the other subspecies or original species where it can no longer produce seeds, and then you've got to go to them to buy the seeds that will grow. I mean, it's a nightmare scenario. That's a crisis. The genetic engineering, the race-specific bioweapons, our government admits they're producing, new article on that today. That's the real crisis. The mass dumping of super poisonous chemicals legally into the world's oceans. The overfishing could be a serious problem. There are some things that are real environmental crises. But these aren't the issues that get focused in on. It's, we got to take your land rights away for the environment. And then once they take your property, they build an amusement park or apartment complex on it. Or, you know, we've got to tax and trace you when you drive your car and have controlled cities and not let you into the rural areas to protect them. You know, this is all part of the plan. It all interfaces together. So if you want to talk about peak oil and you want to argue about it, or if you want to recommend guests and different scientists on both sides of the issue, I've been doing a lot of research on this and got some ideas. I'm going to do quite a few interviews on this after the election. And I'm going to spend some time on it because it is a new story we're getting that is being used as effectively, and I think will be used more effectively for the entire police state, excuse me, than global warming has. Now, by the way, do I believe in global warming? Well, yes, I believe the Earth goes through natural cycles. You look at the numbers from 200 years ago, we went through another hot cycle. Before that, we went through a mini cold cycle. We're due for another ice age coming up here in a couple hundred years. So do I believe in that? Do I believe the ozone hole is a problem? Well, no, because now they've proven that it's shrunken back down to nothing again, and that ozone holes have always naturally occurred up near the poles because of the Van Allen radiation belts looping into the to the poles of the planet, blasting holes through it naturally. That's now been conclusively proven. But big industry, big money, the oil industry, big government, IMF, World Bank front groups openly fund the modern phony environmental movement, putting out these sky is falling scenarios. It's just like how they talk about, you know, 10 years ago, oh, well, you've got to get away from Freon. Well, that was because the patent had run out on Freon, and we've got the documents where it was the big companies that owned the patent on Freon that lobbied to make you go to a new gas, which they owned and controlled. Ozone is naturally occurring and naturally being produced in the upper atmosphere. That's admitted. And ozone is produced and then falls rapidly and then deposits itself at ground level, at sea level. So then why do they scientifically claim that it's formed here on the Earth when we artificially created and then use these CO2s and then they supposedly go up? And it's just not true. I mean, I've spent days and days and days, hour after hour, researching this. So all the environmental crises they tell us about are frauds to centralize control. Meanwhile, while this very elite races ahead, doing things that can be described as nothing less than apocalyptic. You know, the chimeras, the cross-species engineering, putting human genes into just hundreds of different species. Cloning embryos, growing them up to larger, you know, fetus size and using them for body parts. These are the true nightmares. When we get back, we'll go straight to your calls, Chris in Kentucky and others, 1-800-259-9231. Then we'll get into crude oil prices surge past $55 per barrel, new terror alerts, FBI saying brace for attacks. Meanwhile, other parts of the government say, why? And don't worry, there's no problem. So we'll get through all these mixed signals as well. Giant broadcast lined up for you today. PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget about the site.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Again, thank you for joining us. We're going to go straight to your calls now and then back into all the news that I aforementioned. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Alex, I wanted to recap on that news report about the schools. I had a clip that I played. It was taped. And it was given to me. And what they did was that the school official said they won't be specific in what they're going to talk about. They're going to protect diagrams. Then they're going to have these chemical release drills and put children in holding quarters and have their parents watch the media until they're allowed to go get them. I mean, this is so obvious.
Okay. Now, you called last week and you said locally there on your news, they said because of threats to the schools that... Well, that they're not going to allow parents to come get their children during real emergencies,
yeah,
and then during these drills,
holding.
They're going to drill doing it. And again, long before 9/11, they were already setting this up. Now, with the so-called Chechenian threat coming across the border all over the country, they've told police terrorists will probably strike our schools. And then if terrorists never attack, still they've trained them to do this. And last year they reported, again, Gannett News Service, Washington Post, that during a red alert, they're going to take your children and take them to a facility.
A holding court.
Sets the precedent that your children aren't yours. Go ahead.
And what the and at the end of this report, she said that parents are to stay tuned for their local media, and the children will get holding quarters until they are reunited.
Now, are they saying during a drill this will happen, or after a real emergency?
After a real emergency, and then they're talking about these chemical drills. Now, what I didn't get was, why did the reporter say school officials were not specific on this?
Well, look, again, this is a complex issue you brought up, but what they've said this.
Uh-huh.
The schools are laboratories.
Uh-huh.
To train your children how to tattle on each other, how to be videotaped in the classroom, how to write, you know, ledgers in the seventh grade about their family life that are given to the police. I have all the news articles on this. They have drills coast to coast that homeschoolers are terrorists, coming to kill them any minute to demonize homeschoolers to the faculty, parents, and students. Before 9/11, they had these drills where they put guns to the kids' heads and march them onto school buses to be taken to FEMA centers. This is training children how in the future, maybe a decade from now, maybe a month from now, whenever it happens, to be loaded up on buses, how to be good little prisoners, how to go to the camps for their safety.
Right, and that's why we're seeing an increasing number of police officers. Even before 9/11, we're doing this here, and they're just gradually, step by step, getting you conditioned.
Well, if you have that newscast, please mail it to me.
Yeah, I'm going to get it copied. It's just the way they reported it. It was so quick. It just seems like, well, it's so nice, and it's confusing the way.
So you do have a VHS copy?
Yes, I do.
Well, please, please, please mail it to me, and specifically say what's on the tape.
Okay, I'll just say where it's from and about the school alert.
Sure. Anything else from the news piece?
I just wanted to, conclude that I've told many, many people. I've also got the Libertarian News pamphlets coming in. I'm putting your Infowars.com on these mail-outs. For information. I'm going to get the information out. I got to continue to do this.
You're awesome. Keep it up, Chris.
Okay.
And I look forward to getting that video.
All right.
Look, I don't, again, have words to describe how evil this is. You say there's a threat to the schools even before Columbine, then Columbine happens. Now it's a terrorist threat to the schools. And then you turn the schools into fences, you know, into barbed wire fences, into little mini prisons. And you train the children how to be rounded up a few times a year, and through their whole adult life now, they'll be prepared and conditioned to accept this. And it has nothing to do with keeping them safe. Meanwhile, the borders are completely, totally wide open, where these supposed terrorists are coming across, you know, hell-bent on killing all the children. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Do you think that there'll still be a capture of Osama bin Laden coming up?
What I've said for 2.5 years is, and I've said in the article we wrote 2.5 years ago, I don't know if it's disinfo. A White House official told me this. Now Madeleine Albright, Theresa Hines Carey, Senator Grassley, and others, a bunch of others, have said this. I don't know if that's going to happen. Looks like we're about to find out.
Okay, do you think you know why they'd do that, what their motivation would be?
Well, they may not do it now if it was a true story, because we've exposed it. And there's been so much attention on it. But they would obviously do it right before the election, you know, as a big buoying effect. Oh, look, I mean, Bush's approval ratings exploded when they captured Saddam.
Okay, but I thought they didn't really care who gets into office, whether it's Bush or Kerry.
They don't, but it's all part of the theater.
I see.
It's all part of a wider theater. Unless there really is a split inside the New World Order, which some have surmised, between the European elite and this current neocon crop, and in case they really are battling it out somehow.
All right, thank you.
Is that it? Those are good questions.
Yeah.
Does that satisfactorily answer your questions?
Yeah, it does. Thanks.
Okay. Just wanted to see if you had an opinion on it yourself, but those are good questions. Thank you. Robert and others, you're up next when we get back on a ton of news at 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Wide open phones all 3 hours of the broadcast today. We're in the middle of the first hour, of course, right now. We're going to continue with a whole nother gamut of calls, and then I'll get into this stack of news that I've already mentioned that is very, very important. 1-800-259-9231. Before I go back to your calls, my 11th film is out on VHS and DVD, and I'm offering a special unlike no other special I've ever had before. And it's on the VHS and on the DVD, but the discount isn't quite as big on the VHS, as VHS costs a lot more than DVD. My friends, you get one copy of American Dictators on DVD, which is an hour and 15 minutes long. The VHS is 95 minutes long, for $19.95. Each additional copy is $5.95. After I pay for, you know, staff and the office and what it costs to make this film, we've calculated it. I'm not even really making a profit. I think it's 50 cents or something on this, but I don't care. That is on each additional copy you buy. I just want to get it out to people. That's my goal. American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, how Bush and Kerry are cousins, how their policies are almost identical, Skull and Bones, new info on Bohemian Grove, including, you know, the articles where they bus in the male porn stars to service them there. I mean, you know, we've got all that. That's the first 15, 20 minutes. Then we get into Patriot Act II, the latest police state developments, the latest 9/11 information. It's a great video. We interview Gary Busey, Ralph Nader, just a bunch of other people, Ron Paul, just a bunch of key info in this new film. So buy one copy and buy 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, whatever, 20 more copies for $5.95 a piece and give them to your friends, your family, your neighbors. And they're in the, you know, pretty little hard case with the color cover, so people like eye candy, your friends and family, are more likely to watch it because of the packaging. That's a big part of America today, judging books by their cover. But it's the material inside the video that's powerful. And then, of course, I have other discounts on all my other videos, the first 10 I produced. They're all over 2 hours long. Take Police State 3 Total Enslavement. It is 2 hours, 44 minutes long. It's a tour de force. Those are $25.95 a piece, $20 a piece if you order three or more. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special. That's a $24 discount on the four-tape special and so forth and so on. Also, I carry Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, my book, Descent into Tyranny, George Humphrey's 9/11 video, 9/11 The Great Illusion. It's excellent. Eric Hupschman's updated version of 9/11 Painful Deceptions. These are all on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the safe, secure online shopping carts, or call toll-free to ask about different specials or to order the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please don't procrastinate. Please get the videos. Make copies of the films I've produced and get them out to folks. Or one better, get a whole bunch of the new video, American Dictators. Buy one for $19.95. That just helps me pay off the, you know, the amount of money we spent making it, the people we paid to help us make it. And then it also, you get each additional copy for $5.95. So take advantage of that, 888-253-3139. Or watch all of my videos and a bunch of other special weekly reports we do and the best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. You can go watch them all right there and read my book and Paul Watson's book as well. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv, you can't beat it. All right, let's go back to the calls. And again, quickly, callers, your question, your comment, your statements. Robert in Denver, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. You're listening to your show. Thank you very much for taking my call. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
About three things I want to touch base with you on, if I may. First off, I hope you want to, later on in the program, you talk more about the National Guardsmen who refused to go on that mission in Iraq. I think the more I think about that, the more I believe it, because there was an article in Denver Post today in the back section about then-Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez writing a letter to the top, the number two guy in the Army, saying he didn't have enough equipment, not enough beans, not enough gas masks, not enough tanks or whatever.
Now, do you mean you believe the National Guard folks that are saying...
Yes, I think I do.
Or you believe this because they had a general on TV Sunday admitting that they refused.
Yeah, I mean, I think I believe that when they say it wasn't safe. That's what I mean. I think there's something to that because General Sanchez wrote a letter back in December saying he was short of equipment. So that kind of lends some credence to their argument. But, yeah, I think there's something to that story.
Absolutely. Anything else?
Yeah, two things. You kind of touched on it last week. I don't know if you spoke to it or not. I didn't hear it if you did. As you know, our friend O'Reilly is being hit with a sexual harassment suit by one of his staffers, female staffers, excuse me, or whatever. And speak to that if you could. And also, when I used to listen to him, which I don't anymore, I can't stand him, but he would always say, and he probably still does, that his show was the number one rated cable news network or news program. But then right after that, 4 days later, he'd say, well, cable doesn't do ratings. So how does that play out? Does cable rate their shows or don't they?
Yes, they do. And thanks for the call. Okay, look, I said last Friday that I'm not going to get into the whole O'Reilly situation because I don't know if it's true. And frankly, you know, we hear about Chechens with suitcase nukes. We don't know if that's true, but it's important to talk about. We hear about, you know, senators evacuating the Capitol, a new FBI alert of impending attacks. Things of that magnitude, race-specific bioweapons, the government producing bioweapons that kill certain races of human beings, certain subgroups of the human race, I should say. Again, that all outweighs O'Reilly. I mean, do I believe these allegations? I don't know, my friends. Does cable have ratings? Absolutely. Of course it has ratings. And the ratings come out every single day with the cable news shows. What O'Reilly has had is the number one rated cable news show. He's dwarfed by other cable channels with entertainment on them. But yes, he has the number one cable news show. He's got about 30% more viewers than, say, CNN and about, I don't know, double every time I see it than MSNBC. But personally, I don't care. I mean, Bill O'Reilly is a neocon. He poses as some middle of the roader. He thinks SUVs should be banned. The guy is, you know, the guy stuck up for Dan Rather in the fake documents. I mean, I just don't have anything to say about Bill O'Reilly. But that's my comments on that. So, yeah, when he says the number one rated cable news show, see, that's a semantical statement there. I mean, any statement's a semantical statement, but it's a slight semantical manipulation, implying the number one show on cable, and it's not. More power to him. I wish the number one stuff on cable was news. At least folks would be watching something and trying to get news. Most people just don't watch news. I mean, there's radio shows that Bill O'Reilly thinks he has a good night if a couple million people tune into his show. Well, Rush Limbaugh has 22 million people tuning in. I mean, this radio show's got a couple million people every day. It's very interesting. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Ron in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, a couple things quickly. Art Bell said last night that broadband online had passed as of October 14th. I think even he is starting to see the light. There will be a total information blackout in this country if we lose shortwave, then, of course, what you've been talking about with the Internet, too, we will only have censored, homogenized news and information. We won't, the American people won't be able to learn what the Europeans and the rest of the world already know, that the Center for World Terrorism is not in a cave in Tora Bora, but 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. Also, Art, CO2 is a byproduct of beer manufacture. God only knows how many tons of this stuff is made every day. Then it goes into soda pop to make the fizz, and it's also used to in the food industry to flash freeze food, frozen food. And, of course, there's no telling how many tons of this stuff is dumped in the atmosphere every day. So, that's about it.
All right, good to hear from you, Ron. I appreciate the call. Okay, so there's not confusion. When he said broadband, they're talking about data transmission down power lines. And just since they started wide-scale testing of this 3 years ago, it has interfered with AM radio. It has interfered with, again, AM's on the higher band of shortwave. It has interfered with mainline shortwave regionally in the areas where this is transmitted. Now, again, what happens is instead of sending data down phone lines or down fiber optic cables, they simply stream data down power lines. And it then radiates that information, and it turns the power lines into broadcast antennas. And so if they're having data transfer down your power line, you can forget picking AM radio up in your house or anywhere near this. And shortwave is even more susceptible to this, and the FCC admits, and the big industry groups are out there admitting, even AM radio groups have complained, that this is going to devastate AM and shortwave broadcast, and the feds don't care, they're going ahead with it. And it's a big, big issue. But there's a lot of problems with data transfer down power lines, so they're trying to implement it, but it's going to take years and years to do it, and it's also hard for them to do because it's got to be a straight shot. Now they're moving into other applications for it. That way, these power lines can be two-way, so that RFID chip in your shirt or your egg carton or your milk carton or the Campbell's soup can be read off of this, and they want to have wireless internet off the power lines as residence transceiver towers, and that will be devastating. And it's very, very serious. It wouldn't be so serious if they'd leave the internet alone, because we could just run to the Internet, which has been wildly successful for alternative news, 45 percent in some of the major studies, 38 in some of the others, but the average, we're looking at 31% of people have left mainstream television and cable altogether to the internet, and the biggest block of that is alternative news and information. Now it is past porn as the biggest thing on the web. Frankly, a lot of those that have left TV altogether are watching wild entertainment and porn and gambling and other unsundry things on the internet. But the biggest portion overall isn't gambling or porn. It is alternative news and information. And when my website gets millions of individual visitors per month, and my website is moderately sized compared to some of the alternative sites, the globalists are in deep trouble. And what you have on these sites is thousands of people posting information, news articles, the free flow of info, the equivalent of millions of analysts, some of them good, some of them bad, analyzing, deciphering, catching people in lies. And there's no way the NSA and CIA and their script writers and Lionel Chetwynd and others can keep track of it all. And so we're crushing them. We're exposing their lies faster than they can spew them. And so Internet 2 is going to try to take this over and restrict it. And I've gone over that in the past. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Jesse in Alabama. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was going to bring up the broadband and how it's going to knock out CB and all that. But you've already kind of touched on it. You might want to touch on the CB radio, how it affects that.
Yeah, that too. All sorts of different transmissions will just be blotted out.
Also, I wanted to alert people that I've read on the internet and talked to the lady that has drugawareness.org and Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. These psychotropic drugs, that antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, ADD drugs, they can cause retinal leaks to occur in people's eyes, as well as retinal detachments.
Sir, in these different drugs, own attachments that come in the bottle with them, the advisements. They admit retinal detachment, heart palpitation, swelling heart, shrinking brain, retardation of growth. I mean, again, I know several families who have a son who isn't on the drugs and another who is, and I've known them, you know, for most of their lives, and the one on the Ritalin is a midget, and the one who isn't 6'4".
Yeah, they cause decreased blood flow not only to the brain, some of them, but also decreased blood flow to the eyes, and also some of them increase the ocular blood pressure in the eyes.
I know. Well, I mean, look, the same reactions that cocaine and methamphetamine had are the exact same thing that pharmacological amphetamine Ritalin does. I mean, it's not any hard thing to understand. Yes, good point.
It's far more pure than the street drugs, these prescribed amphetamines, so they're far more addictive.
And what's happened is, good point, now that people found out how deadly Ritalin is, they've come out with, what, like 7 different new speed drugs. Okay, well, that is bad. Go on this, and it turns out that's even worse.
Right.
Not to mention the increased suicide, and it's not our opinion.
That's right. They create biochemical imbalances in the brain. It's just horrible, but... one other thing I was going to ask you about, do you know of any kind of new research that's being developed on curing people's eye vision problems? Have you ever thought about it in having somebody on to talk about that?
Well, there's as many fishes in the sea. There's all sorts of wonderful new developments coming out. Unfortunately, a lot of the really good developments are restricted from the public. Thanks for the call. They've got hundreds of different ways to cure cancer. That's admitted. You always hear about some new cure, and then it disappears and is bought up by a company and not deployed to the people. But the elites certainly get access to it. And they've got all sorts of new laser surgeries to reattach nerve endings in the eye. They've got all sorts of new drugs that'll do it. They've got all sorts of nutritional treatments. There's a lot of things they can do, and there's a lot of great things that have gone to the people. But again, I'm not a doctor. I do read about the developments on a daily basis, but I really can't comment on that, sir, because I'm not an expert on it. But there's just as many developments as you can imagine. Let's go to break, and when we come back, we will go to more of your calls, and I will get into the mutinies in Iraq. And this is only one of the public reports we've got. We've had hundreds of other such reports. I was talking to a soldier yesterday who just got back to Iraq, and no, he won't come on the show, and he says they're losing at least double what we're hearing, that he saw dead people every day, dead soldiers, and many more wounded. And I was talking to another lady yesterday whose brother's there, who she just talked to, and she said that it's at least six a day just in the area of Baghdad where he's at of dead U.S. troops. And then I talked to another woman yesterday whose ex-husband's in Iraq, and he told her the same numbers. So, again, it just it's amazing. It's amazing how they get this over on us, but we're continuing to track and expose it. 1-800-259-9231. And again, people keep calling in going, what's your website? I know I give it out a lot, but people miss it. It's prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, infowars.net, and prisonplanet.tv. Why so many websites? Because we got different webmasters for them, and so we have some different information on each site. We've got more minds working on fighting the New World Order.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest, most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tim and Jim and JR and everybody else, your calls are coming up here momentarily. 1-800-259-9231. And when I start the next hour, I'm going to spend about 10, 15 minutes on more news. Then we'll plunge straight back into your calls, but I do want to get into crude oil prices surge past $55 a barrel and no end in sight, and some of the new terror alerts. Just a lot coming up, so stay with us. Let's talk to Tim in Kansas City, Missouri. Tim, good to have you on board with us.
How are you doing this morning, Alex?
Good.
Back to the children issue. I'm a chairperson for Head Start here in Kansas City, Missouri, for parent policymaking. Apparently, parents are supposed to make policy. But I just ran into a problem this morning. Apparently, the federal government and the Missouri state government has passed a law mandating invasive procedures to be done to your children to be able to teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. Things like white and red blood cell counts and a dental examination is required for them to be able to sit in class. I've already gone through all the administration and the KCMC Corporation this morning. They're going to be sending me the laws, and I'm going to sit over and write a statement of refusal. And
okay, you should never put your child in Head Start. It's a head start getting them into the prison system, a head start getting them into the psychiatric system, a head start getting them into the welfare system to be wards of the state. I have the actual federal plans, sir.
I understand that.
We've had the former
leg in. See, us as parents are able to go down there and complain at the state house and also set policy for our children.
I understand. Let me break this down. Mm-hmm. Did you know that every Head Start child now gets 3 yearly CPS visits where they're looking for something to grab your children or force them onto drugs?
Well, they don't have any right to come in my door, period.
They claim, though, that when you sign the agreement to put your child, and again, they take their blood, they're going to do psychological tests. It's now going to be in all the schools, period, by the way, not just Head Start.
I'm sorry, because on habeas corpus claims out states that I am in control of this child's body until he is of 18. And
I know, but they argue that it's an extracurricular added value.
Well, then they're going to have a lawsuit, because I'm sorry. I'm going
to
fight this morning, and I'm bringing it to your attention. Anybody in the state of Missouri is listening to you right now? Like I said, I'm in charge of representing 36 parents and children.
Good job.
It's not going to stand. I mean, I'm not going to. They voted me in. I just went for a dinner, and everybody there voted me in, and they go, oh, you know about the law? Yeah, I know about No Child Left with a Mind, Act and all that. I read law just for, you know.
Yeah, no.
Got me irritated this morning. Like I said, I've had 6 or 7 people on the phone this morning. I'm not going to tolerate this. I'm going to read over the law. I'll sit over and send it to you, a tips and info, as soon as I get it.
Good. And well, I want people to know, just tuned in. I want people to know that just tuned in, Tim, that I'm not exaggerating. I'm not joking.
No, you're not.
And I'm not saying all the teachers are bad, but they have this program where a nice lady you can trust drops by your house a few times a year. They're openly there to grab children or to get children into the system because the feds set it up where the state and local government gets more money for more children. They get into more special ed or psychiatric or problem child areas.
Yeah, they say it's compliance is what they're, the word they
Yeah, they say we're complying, so we get the funds, and then they try to force to take your child's blood. I mean, to go to to preschool.
What's
it's
this,
asinine.
What does red and blood, wet and white blood count have to do about communicable diseases of a child sitting in a classroom? I'm sorry. What does the dental exam have to do with it?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. In California, what was it, 3 years ago, the children were all having nightmares in the whole city and complaining about dentists, and were totally terrified. It turned out a mobile truck, and this was admitted in the mainstream news, going back from memory, I think the big city it was the worst in was Oakland. And I even had the parents on and the newspaper writer on. They were putting thousands of children through it with these mobile trucks without deadening. They were drilling teeth without deadening to save money, chaining the children down.
Well, parents better stand up because this is going on now, people. I mean, this is what they're wanting you to do with your children. A simple
it's getting them into the welfare system, sir. I mean, who wants a welfare doctor in a mobile, dirty truck drilling your child's teeth? It's a joke. It's sick.